tough home loss for the Eagles on Monday night against the Packers. Let's take a look at some of the key plays. This game started fast. The Packers got the ball on their opening drive, marched right down the field. Let's take a look at their first touchdown. It was a basic staple concept that the Packers run we call slant flat. But before we get to that, let's take a look now. It starts with three wide receivers, trips to the field. Three wide receivers. Okay, right here. Let's clear it, not do anything yet. What's going to happen? Because it looks like the Eagles right here are playing man-to-man. But Aaron Rodgers wants to confirm that. So what does he do? He takes Jordy Nelson and motions him across the formation. Watch what happens now as we clear the screen and we let this run. Defender runs with him across the formation. So what he knows right now, it's man coverage, so freeze it. Now we're ready for the slant flat, and that's going to happen right up here. You have Devontae Adams on the outside, Randall Cobb on the inside. It's Adams who will run the slant. It's Cobb who will run the flat. Slant flat, like I said, a basic route combination. Adams on the outside does a great job winning off the line of scrimmage. And because the safety McLeod is deep, he can't be a factor on this throw. So let's clear it. Let's take a look at it. Look at the top of the screen. It's slant flat. Boom, right there. That is beautiful. You can't execute a slant flat any better than that. Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball on time. Great rhythm throw. The first touchdown of the game. After the Packers marched down the field on their opening drive and scored a touchdown, the Eagles matched it with a touchdown of their own. The biggest play on the drive, other than the touchdown, of course, was a completion to Doriel Green Beckham on a staple play that the Eagles love to run. We call it dagger. It's a 96 combination, meaning there's a 9 route or a go route and a 6 route, a dig. Keep that in mind. We'll get to that in one sec. But I love this play because here you have Bryce Treggs. Here you have Doriel Green Beckham. Now, Treggs is going to run the 9 route, the vertical route. Green Beckham is going to run the dig. This is dagger. That's what the combination is called. Now, here the Packers are playing cover 3 with a single high safety. There's an added element to this which makes it work really effectively against cover 3 because you want this area open. There's going to be play action in the backfield. Why is that important? It keeps these defenders low, hugging the line of scrimmage. So let's clear the screen. Let's watch this develop. Keep your eye. Number of things here. There's the play action. And you see right here, let's freeze it for a sec. Defender low. Remember, he reacted to the run action in the backfield. Vertical route by Treggs, lifting the corner, going with him. Green Beckham, the dig. Dagger, 9 route, 6 route. 96 combination. This is beautifully done. Clear the screen. Watch the throw. Beautiful throw by Carson Wentz. We have a big gain on 1st and 10. Now, again, this drive ended with a touchdown. And it was a Carson Wentz running touchdown. But that was not the design of the play. What the design of the play was, and again, you see Bo Allen in the backfield. There's going to be run action in the backfield. What Carson Wentz is looking for here is Celek right here coming across the field. It's a throwback. That's the design of the play. That's the play call. But the Packers defended this really, really well. And that was not there. You can see that. Let's clear the screen. You'll see now the play action. Look where Wentz's head goes. Right here. This is what he's looking for. That's where he wants to make the throw. But it's defended really well. So Carson Wentz showing great poise. You do not make a throw in the red zone unless you see the throw and feel comfortable. So now what happens? Wentz with great ability, great movement ability. Now he starts moving. He's also looking for a throw, doesn't have it, uses his legs, and scores. Great effort by Carson Wentz on a play that was designed for Brent Celek, but Wentz made it a touchdown, a really good opening drive by the Eagles, ending with Carson Wentz touchdown run. Almost the entire first half, Aaron Rodgers was basically calling the game at the line of scrimmage. It was a no-huddle offense, not a speed-tempo offense, but a no-huddle offense where Rodgers would investigate the Eagles' defense, he'd research it, and then he'd decide what he wanted to do at the line of scrimmage. So on this play, the second touchdown that the Packers scored in the first half, what does Aaron Rodgers see? He sees man-to-man coverage across the board, and it's press man. It's what we call cover one or man free. There's a single high safety. So against this cover one, Rodgers really wants to work outside. He wants to work either to Jordy Nelson down below or Devontae Adams up top. Here, he's going to choose to work to Devontae Adams matched against Nolan Carroll. That's at the top of the screen. So let's clear this a little bit. Right now, Rodgers, it looks to Devontae Adams, and he sees that Adams has a step on Nolan Carroll. That's the throw. And you know what was so good about Aaron Rodgers in the first half? He threw the ball on time on almost every throw. Let's clear the screen. You'll see this throw. This is about as good as it gets. You can't throw it any better than that. That was a precise ball location throw, the result of Rodgers throwing on time with great rhythm. That's what really stood out in the first half, and there was no better throw than that second touchdown to Devontae Adams. This game started, it had the feel of a shootout. The Packers scored, the Eagles scored, the Packers scored. I thought we'd be looking at a 35-30 kind of game, but it didn't turn out that way. The game settled down. The Eagles' offense couldn't quite get enough going. They had some success running the ball. They had success throwing the ball early. Carson Wentz looked very good in the first half. But in the second half, as it happened last week against Seattle, the game just slowly got away from the Eagles. They could not hang in there. And again, they were not overmatched. It just slowly and gradually got away from them. And it was a tough loss. Another close loss to a good team, and the Eagles now look ahead to Cincinnati at 5-6.